Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It's Thursday, July 9th, 2026. Hope you're all doing well. So we come here today with the very distinct, clear possibility that the Yankees might indeed throw away the division. They're now five games back. They'll wrap up the series in Tampa Bay today, hoping that they can come away with a split. Yo, there's going to be a lot of, this team sucks. Well, within your rights to say that. I do not know what, sorry, my hair keeps getting my freaking eyes. I do not know what to say about what has happened to this offense. And a big part of that is obviously the regression, which is to a degree to be expected with Paul Goldschmidt. He all of a sudden is looking his age, and that makes sense. He's been playing every single day when he shouldn't be. Yankees need Giancarlo Stanton back. Cody Bellinger has just flat out disappeared. And it's to a point now where it's not just a slump, it's to the point of absurdity, and nobody knows what's going on there. This team needs the All-Star break. This team obviously needs to turn it around, but really the way I look at it now is like, see if we can split in Tampa, whatever, and then you got three games in that against the Nationals, and then a much-needed All-Star break will begin for the team and the fan base, really, yo, because like last night, I was just flat out, I was depressed about it, yo. Like I was just sitting, sulking on my couch and just, you know, completely dark, no lights on, didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden, I was just like, not going to pretend like the season is over before it actually is. And the reason I say that is this. I don't know what's going to happen with this offense. To a degree, I want to say, like, I know they're going to turn it around because there's no way Cody Bellinger is all of a sudden this bad, even without Aaron Judge. Ben Rice, we know, is heating up. Didn't do much yesterday, but and Judge is coming back. The Yankees, per John Heyman, have a date in mind for his re-imaging. So at some point, we will get him back. But that's a ways away. Giancarlo Stanton, who knows when he's going to return? Many people think we should just operate on the assumption that he's not going to return. I think that's, you know, I could forgive one for that take. Stanton is going to return at some point, but we're a ways away from that. We're a ways away from Judge returning. Freed should be soon. Point is, this team needs reinforcements. Point is, this team does have a chance come October, and unfortunately, we have to operate under the mindset that maybe it's going to be via the wild card, which, trust me, I know is pathetic, and it's absurd that we even have to be talking about this. Is the division over? No, of course it's not over, but yo, like, they're throwing it all away. That is the flat-out truth. They are throwing it all away for whatever reason you want to label it as. Yesterday, I thought Cole was fine. The pitching is something we're really going to talk about heavily here on today's show because what do I have this show titled as? It's a new plan for the Yankees. And the plan is really, listen, I can't operate on the assumption that this offense is going to be this bad forever, but in large part because you're getting Judge back. But I'm also not going to pretend like this is the 27 Yankees or a team that is going to be, you know, back to, I don't know, one of the best offenses in baseball, a team that, listen, they're top five in strikeout percentage right now. We get that. But let's remember what this team was 2 months into the year, which was a team that was making a lot of things happen, was making the fundamental plays, was stealing a lot of bases, which they're still, you know, more than capable of doing, but all of a sudden the team looks dramatically different. What does not look dramatically different, although it may seem that way, but ultimately the true picture long term come October is the starting rotation. Here's why the season is not over. Because of the four-man staff, Cam, Fried, Cole, Rodon. Now, Tarik Skubal, I don't think Tarik Skubal is going to get traded at this point. The Tigers are very much in it. But here's where I stand with this. You do not let yourself give up on a season where your starting rotation can flat out just win you games. So here's what I want to do. I want to get an upgrade at catcher. Ideally, it's Ryan Jeffers. You guys know I'm a big fan of him. And I'm a big fan of Luis Arraez as well. Offensively, we're not going to ignore what is obvious in that we need bats. Some may say this lineup isn't fixable. I can't even begin to fathom that thought, but I understand why somebody would say that. What can be upgraded is what is already good, especially what is already great come October at full health with Fried back. I want to go all in on the bullpen. I want to go all in on possibly, whether it's Skubal or somebody else, make this starting rotation lethal, which it borderline already is. I know many aren't huge fans of Carlos Rodon. Even myself, who is a big supporter of his compared to most, like there are upgrades out there that I would certainly endorse and put Rodon in the bullpen. But bottom line is this, the Yankees can, this is going to sound crazy, run into a lot of wins in October if their pitching staff is the best in baseball. And that's my plan here, is to make the pitching staff the absolute best in baseball. And we're off to a good start knowing that we have Cam, Fried, Cole. Again, Rodon is not the worst game four starter in the world. Do I expect the Yankees to be bombing the ball all over the place in October? At this point, no, not necessarily. We will get Judge back. We will get Stanton back. I want to get Ryan Jeffers. I want to get Luis Arraez. We'll see if that even happens. But my point right here is this. the pitching staff, as long as it exists, our starting rotation at least, and there's a nice little foundation in the bullpen, and I'm talking about going all in on that as well. Overhaul, not overhaul, but overkill on the rotation, overkill on the bullpen, the pitching staff as a whole. Make it to where no matter how bad your offense is, and it might be this bad, you have a chance to win in the postseason. That's where I'm at with this team. It's, I look at a postseason series, yo, and it's whether it be wild card, which it likely will be at this rate, or at some point the inevitable five-game or seven-game set, three-game set, whatever it may be, against the Tampa Bay Rays, not three-game, but our pitching staff will stack up against anybody. Cam Schlittler, that's a win. Gerrit Cole, I like the way he looked last night, and I think Gerrit Cole is more than capable of beating the Rays. I trust Gerrit Cole against the Dodgers, especially years, as we go on and on in the season from his rehab and, you know, the process coming back from Tommy John. He's going to get better and better and better. I thought he looked really good last night. Max Fried, Yanks are missing him big time. We always talk about the four-man staff, so I'm not going to try to harp on that exact same point over and over again, but that is really much the point here, which is that this is, make no mistake, the best starting rotation that we've had come October, the best four-man postseason staff we will have in the Aaron Judge era. You don't just throw that all away. And I know why a lot of people say, like, oh, sell the deadline. That's like, you know, people are pissed. This is pathetic. It's embarrassing. I 100% hear you on that. But let's be honest, like, this team still has a chance because of that very thing, which is the rotation. And you go into the bullpen and add multiple relievers, not just, you know, I'll talk the grand picture of give me a catcher, give me a Luis Arraez. Heck, I want a lot. And the Yankees will often do that. Like, they'll make a lot of, in terms of quantity of players, add in, bring in a lot of reinforcements. Like last year, while only a few of them worked out, Caballero was a good trade, Bednar was a good trade. The Yankees brought in five players at the deadline last year. McMahon, Duvall, Bird, Bednar, and Caballero. Quantity of players, it's not that unrealistic to think the Yankees could just go all in to a degree. I'm saying more so, yo, give me at the very least, if we're talking five players, let's say. And yeah, it's going to cost some prospects. Go get three relievers. Go get two relievers and a starter and get me Ryan Jefferson and Luis Arraez. But that's one side of this conversation. I don't even want to talk about the offense right now, because for now, it's like, no matter what, like, we need to see Cody Bellinger turn around. We need to see Judge come back. We need to see Stanton return. Make what is already good great. What am I getting notifications for? Well, I'm doing a freaking show. Starting rotation? Listen, if you can go out and get school, you do it. I'm nervous about talking about that right now because the Tigers are only, what, 4.5 games back? They may not trade him. Granted, going into the year, they're expected to be contenders for the division and, like, be the forefront front runner for the division in the Central, and it was still talked about that the Tigers could possibly trade Tarik Skubal. So maybe that's still on the table. If it is on the table, go out and get Skubal. If the Yankees were to get Skubal, then all of a sudden you have Rodon in the bullpen. Your four-man staff is Skubal, Cam, Fried, Cole. Like, that is a staff, no matter how bad your offense is, that can run into wins in the postseason and can win a World Series. So it's like, again, like talking like what is already good, make it great, make it elite, the pitching staff. That is our way to victory here. And this isn't me shilling out, by the way. This is me pretty much acknowledging to a degree like what you guys want me to, not you guys, but like many of you will say like, damn, this lineup sucks. I'm never going to win the postseason. Like, I'm at the point where it's like the lineup right now feels helpless to even talk about. Like, I'm not even in the mood to talk about Judge and Stanton coming back, in part because they're so far away, but also because, yo, like, I need to see Bellinger turn it around. I need to see guys that are going to be in the postseason lineup start to do something. But what I do still have faith in, and why you don't turn the season around or give the season away and just pretend that, you know, this is a lost cause, is because come October, which ideally we still will be in the postseason, probably as a wildcard team at this rate. Who knows? You can win games with the starting rotation. And we want to hit home runs, by the way. That's a recipe for success as well. We struck out a lot less last night. A lot less than we did the first two games. We didn't score. Didn't hit any home runs. Didn't do nothing. The strikeouts are fine. Struck out 20 times in a game for all I care. Score runs, though. Yankees didn't score runs last night. In the postseason, does that translate automatically to success? Not necessarily, but what sure as hell doesn't is not hitting home runs either. Yankees need to hit home runs. The Blue Jays hit a lot of home runs last year. The Dodgers hit a lot of home runs last year. In the postseason, we need to hit a lot of home runs. We also need to pitch well, and if you can run into a couple homers, make some things happen, which, reminder, the Yankees were doing the first couple months of the season. They were making a lot of, with the stolen bases, with guys like Caballero, moving runners over, whatever it may be, driving runs in. Remember, there's a point where the Yankees were third in OPS in baseball with runners in scoring position. All of a sudden, that has totally changed over the last couple weeks. It has just completely gone to shit. Completely gone to that. I'm asking the offense essentially to be at a point where you're able to score enough runs and the starting rotation plus a bullpen with a revamped few arms in there with reinforcements come the trade deadline. And obviously we know, like, Weathers and Warren ain't going to be pitching in the starting rotation. That's something we got to keep in mind as well. They're not touching the mound to start a game in October. Should probably be in the bullpen. We'll see. You could also probably deal from that area of the team as well. Maybe you trade a young controllable starter like Will Warren and improve the bullpen that way, or use that in a trade and maybe go get, I don't know, like include him in a Tarek Skubal deal, which may sound crazy, but in terms of a package, Will Warren certainly does have value. No doubt about that. Stop. Anyways, I would put Lombard on the table. I would put them all on the table, yo, because not often will we have this starting rotation. And yes, this starting rotation can be great, and it will be great in October. And for all we know, yo, it's not a matter of Gerrit Cole's getting older, Max Fried, and that's part of this all as well. Judge getting all those things that make it so important to win this year. The fact that you may not have baseball next year because of a lockout. Yo, let's be honest here. Like, every pitcher, will you sign up to a long-term contract or they just exist, there will be a year lost to Tommy John surgery. The odds of Cam Schlittler at some point not pitching for the Yankees in a certain year is pretty high. Same with it is with Jacob Mizorowski, all these young guys. At some point, Tommy John will come around for all these guys. There'll be a year where you don't have Cam Schlittler leading the front runner or being the front runner in the Cy Young race and being as good as he is. Plan around the starting rotation. Plan around making your pitching staff as good as possible to where no matter how bad your offense may be, and it might just be that bad all of a sudden, which is absurd. I'm not crying. I freaking got something in my eye. That's why I'm not giving up on the season, is because of the rotation and the pitching staff and the deadline. I need to see the deadline. This team clearly needs reinforcements. And I'm not talking as currently stands. What currently stands is that the trade deadline has not passed yet, and I need to see what Cashman's going to do. We talked about it when things are going well. We talked about it when things right now clearly are not going well. I will reserve my judgment for him after this deadline, because this is going to be a very, very important deadline, arguably the most important one of his career, because of the fact of, yo, if you don't cash in this year, if you don't go all in, and that includes everybody being on the table, you don't look to trade Lombard, you don't look to trade LeGrand here, any of these guys. You don't like seeing like, here, take him. No, you don't do that, but you got to be willing to do so because of the fact of, we might not have baseball next year. Judge is getting older. Cole is getting older. At some point, yo, like, you're going to maybe lose Cam Schlittler to a year of Tommy John or something along those lines, as you will every single pitcher. I'm not trying to put anything bad into the air or nothing like that, but it's just, this year is not hopeless because of what we have in the rotation. And I'm not trying to keep making the same point over and over again, but, like, that's the new plan. Go all in on that. Go make the bullpen otherworldly elite. You can do that. Even at the very least, say, all things aside, Arise, Jeffers. I mean, they better get some sort of bat in here. We know that. Like, Jeffers has to happen. But just putting them aside for a minute, you can give yourself a chance by the mere isolated fact of an elite pitching staff, a bullpen that, I don't know, yo, like, let's say, forget Skubal for a second. Maybe he's unavailable. Include Lombard in a deal for Mason Miller. What if he's going to get Mason Miller? And then you add another reliever on top of that, and all of a sudden your bullpen and your rotation at a point where no matter how bad your offense is, you have a chance to win games in the postseason. The same crowd that always talks about the strikeouts will also mention a very true fact, which is that pitching wins in the postseason. Well, as far as I'm concerned, we could have a pretty damn good pitching staff in October. And I'm getting loud as if Brian Cashman is listening. Like, this is the time to go all in, not to throw it all away. So all those keep saying, like, yo, sell. I get what you're saying because, you know, just embarrassed, it's pathetic, blah, blah, blah. I understand all that, yo, but it's like, no. That's not what we're going to do here. We still have a chance for everything we just talked about right here. The offense right now is pathetic and has to turn it around. There's no way they're going to be this bad. They're just like an absurd slump. An absurd slump that, too, is a point where I just do not understand what is happening. And it goes way beyond just the fact that we're missing Aaron Judge, yo. Like, that's not an excuse for Bellinger to be looking the way that he's looking. Paul Goldschmidt, I think he does have an excuse because he's age. He's playing every single day. We need Giancarlo Stanton back bad. I wish he would just come back right now. We don't even need you to, you know, be fully at a capacity of running. You don't run when you're healthy. So what is the difference? We're missing him. We're missing a lot right now. Reinforcements. This team needs reinforcements. And we're so close. We are so close to the trade deadline. We have one more game in Tampa Bay and then three games against the Nationals. All-star break. Before you know it, it'll be July 18th. The second half begins. And, yo, like, the deadline will be just a couple weeks away. We're there. We're just about there. And, like, not only is it a thing where obviously it's clear as the Yankees need reinforcements, whether it's going all in and making what is good already great, or already good, great, elite with the pitching staff, getting a catcher, whatever it may be, like, you kind of need to do something now. And it's not going to happen right now, today, or, you know, before the All-Star break. But, yo, like, to begin the second half, like, I don't even know if this team necessarily can wait for the August 3rd deadline. Now, there's going to be deals throughout that deadline, but early on in the second half, like, you may need to see one of those early July, like, 21st, July 24th type deals, especially if they have hopes of still winning the division, which afternoon game today, so I want to make the show a little more evergreen, but, like, yo, like, imperative if they want to win the division that they don't get swept, but if they don't lose today and lose 3 out of 4, like, you got to split today. The division very much is at stake here. We know that. I'm talking under the new mindset. That's part of this new plan, is that we might be a wild card team, yo. We might be a wild card team, but it's a wild card team that can get out of that round via what our starting rotation should be. The floor of it already with, heck, talking to three-man staff in a postseason three-game set, yo, it's like, yeah, Cam Freed, Cole, you have a chance to win no matter how bad your offense is. Get out of that wild card round. Now, the floor of it being Rodon, your fourth starter, I feel better about that than most do. And it still would be, that's one of the best four-man starting staffs in the postseason that there will be, period. Only one better really would be the Dodgers. But nonetheless, is the rotation will give you a chance to win. So no matter if it's the embarrassment of not being the division winner, which is pathetic, especially losing to the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, you look at the Rays lineup. The Rays are not good. So he's like, well, then they're about to take 3 out of 4. Well, guess what? Apparently, we're not good either, bro. So it's like, what are we saying here? The Rays are not good. Look at their lineup. They're betting Cedric Mullins for cleanup. Drives me crazy. It drives me nuts, Chad. I'm going. I was losing my mind last night. I was sitting in my living room, completely dark. House was a complete mess. It was about 11:30. I was just sitting there. And then, like, a freaking got up, cleaned everything, took the trash out, made my bed, ended up passing out on the couch, watching World War II documentaries. And here we are today. Because there's a reason to get up. There's a reason to get up because the season is not over. I have a trade deadline. I have the postseason. This sucks. But it's not over yet. The good old quote, any defeat until death is psychological. And that's the way I will live out this season, every single game, I will watch till the end. And just like every year, I will say, clean house if the Yankees do not get the job done. But until they don't get the job done, I'm going to operate in the belief that there's still a chance, because there is still a chance. And not just me shilling out here, which, yeah, word, I will shill out. I have no problem doing, clearly. The rotation can win games in the postseason. Heck, maybe you can go out and get school. Maybe you can go out and get, I don't know, if it's not school, go get Joe Ryan. Go get somebody. Make what is already good great. Give yourself a chance, the most chance possible. Like we always talk about, I want everything, honestly. I want everything. I want. Let's say the rotation doesn't get upgraded. I want three relievers. I want Luis Arraez. I want Ryan Jeffers. I want it all, because you have a chance. You have a chance. Go all in on that chance. Make everybody available, with whether it be putting Lombard all out there. Let me say, like, you don't warrant the future or put the future at stake for right now. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I assure you, you would be very much happier right now if we had done that in years past. We might have a ring on our finger if that is what we did in years past. That's what we have to do. You don't look to trade Lombard, but if it's what it takes to give yourself as much of a chance this year as possible, you do it. You do it. Because at some point, Judge will be in a retirement home. At some point, Cam, God forbid, is going to be under the knife. That's how this goes. At some point, we're not going to have baseball next year. Why not go all in right now while you still have a chance, which that chance might be via the wild card round, 3-game set. Get out of that wild card round with a damn good pitching staff. That's what we have to do now. And unfortunately, you know, this sucks to be talking about, yo, because the offense wants to shit the bed. Like, Cody Bellinger. I don't want to keep saying, like, I love you. Like, I don't even know how much I love you anymore. I do love you. Goldschmidt, I love you as well. See, chat, I'm crashing out. I'm actually in a good mood because I'm crashing out. It feels quite good. It feels fantastic. We're going 2021 DAR over here. Drives me crazy. Drives me absolutely crazy. Make no mistake, yo. One can admit both that this is pathetic and that the season is not over. And when it is over, I'll be right there with you. Clean house. Unacceptable consequences. Boone, see ya. Cashman, see ya. Everybody, see ya. Goodbye. Thank you for your time. But the season is not over. I was on the verge of tears last night, yo, sitting in my fucking living room. Completely dark. Completely dark. Clodagh called me up. And I was like, just give me 20 minutes. It ended up being about 45 minutes. And I was sitting there watching World War II in color. I did not know what to do. But all I could come back to is that, yo, this season ain't done. I'm not going to go down like a bunch of freaking B words. At some point, that time will come anyways, and I can just deal with it then. For right now, there's still a chance to salvage this, which is we're at the best time of the year right now in the baseball season, yo. And unfortunately, I've lived this before, where the Yankees have gone through a spell in the summer, and this one almost feels worse than ever, honestly. It really is. Like, offensively, at least, like, they've never looked like this. Never. Never in my life have I ever seen this in my life. Never. 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 But in terms of expectations being reset and outlook going into the postseason, we do get back to a point always where it's like all those fans that give up midseason will always be back in the comment section saying, let's go Yanks come game one of the postseason. We'll be back at that point. And then we'll go from there. But they have to go all in. We need reinforcements. We need Judge back. Again, John Heyman said that the Yankees do indeed have a date now in mind for his reimaging. Go get your images done, Cap. I miss you. And people got to stop smiling. No more smiling. I want everybody to look miserable in the dugout or angry. No more freaking, like, nothing's funny. Nothing about this is funny. No. It's not funny. It's not funny. That's Judge. I love you, Judge. But none of that crap. Like, that's really what is pathetic here and embarrassing sometimes. There's no jokes to be made here. I don't want to see Caballero smirking with opposing players in the Rays. I don't want to see Judge telling knock-knock jokes in the dugout. I don't want to see anybody having a good time because this sucks. This absolutely sucks. And you look like losers, to be honest with you. And I also, by the way, I am very much an optimistic fan, and I love a lot of comments that say, like, it's refreshing to have, you know, a podcast that is, you know, not all doom and gloom. Like, trust me, this is not me being doom and gloom. But some things are just flat out unacceptable. So here's your not being doom and gloom. The season is not over, and I have a plan in place. I'm making phone calls after this. But also, with that said, like, this is pathetic. Guys need to pretend, at least for a minute, that they give a shit and stop laughing it up in the dugout, stop acting like this is okay, because whether or not this does work out in the end, you're making it a lot harder on yourselves, yo. Because at all likelihood at this point, especially if you get lose 3 out of 4 against Tampa today, yo, you will be a wild card team. A wild card team. Not to the Toronto Blue Jays, to the Tampa Bay Rays in this American League. Like, that is, I'm sorry, that is pathetic. It is pathetic. It's embarrassing. Can happen. But fortunately, you have a chance to get out of that wild card round. I'm not going to totally plan around the fact of Yanks are going to be a wild card team. Like, it is not done. Don't get me wrong. But one might say, like, Yanks aren't going to make the playoffs. I mean, at this rate, if they keep playing like this, they won't. They need the All-Star break so bad. So bad. I don't know what their plans are. I hope there's no, like, I mean, they can take vacations. They can take vacations. If they go down to the Jersey Shore. Cam deserves to go down to the Jersey Shore. He deserves to put his feet up for a minute. But he's not even going to do that. No, he can. He can. He's going to Philly, and then he can come back home. Not home. Home is, for me, the Jersey Shore. He can go there. Maybe I'll run into him. I'll say, Cam, great job this year. Proud of you. I'm going to call Cashman right after this. Jeffers, Arise, 3 bullpen pieces. Go get me Mason Miller. You're all going to be saying Lombard is ass in 3 years. Do we realize that? You like Mason Miller? I do. I like Mason Miller. You like Ryan Jeffers, too. I'll be able to get Jeffers from a bag of balls. I mean, that'll be easy. No problem. I could get Jeffers in my sleep. I think I literally did in my dreams last night. That was cool. Yes. I was singing Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? I am not even miserable anymore. I'm actually quite inspired. I do enjoy this to a degree. I do enjoy it. Because what do we always talk about, yo, on the watch parties, whether one of you is going through a breakup or something, I always remember back to my first high school breakup, which I'm all good now. Shout out my current girlfriend, Chloe. Love her to death. But I always use that example. I thought my life was over when I freaking had my high school girlfriend. She went off to college. How do you think that worked out? And all of a sudden, it's like, my life sucks. I want to freaking die. And then all of a sudden, a couple months later, it's like, oh, no. I was being dramatic. Everything worked out fine. But I handled myself like a bitch in the meantime. So I don't do that anymore, yo. I operate under the assumption that not everything's going to be okay at some point, but there might be a point in a couple months where for a minute, I'm under the impression everything's going to be okay. And that minute could be going into a game one, a three-game set against the whoever the hell in the wild card series. And at that point, what will we all be saying? Let's go Yankees. So it doesn't mean don't be pissed. It doesn't mean blah, blah, blah. I mean, you can do whatever the heck you want, honestly. This is pathetic. But my point is here, I'm not going to operate as if the season is over because I know it is indeed not over. I'm going to watch the Yankees play the Rays today at 1 o'clock. I'm going to watch them play the Washington Nationals this weekend. And then for about 4 days, I'll put my feet up at the beach, come back and watch them play the Dodgers every single day. So it's such a cop-out to be like, oh, season is over. It's not. It's such a cop-out to be like, my life is over. It's not, bro. Like, it's not over. Hope you intend on getting up tomorrow, because I do. And ideally, it's a better day than it was yesterday, yo. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, last night when I'm sitting in my fucking messy-ass crib, which is now perfectly clean, and I'm just thinking, yo, it's like, do I want to wake up in a messy crib or a clean crib? So I took all my trash out, made my bed. I laid up my clothes this morning. I got this off of Amazon. You know what I'm saying? This season is going to continue whether we want it to or not. And I do want it to continue. So let's make it the best situation possible. And that's not chilling out. That's not saying, yo, like, everything's going to be okay. It's, let's do it with Ryan Jeffers. Let's do it with Luis Arraez. Let's do it with Tarik Skubal. Get me Mason Miller. Make this team better. And Judge, I will see you soon. Get your reimaging done. Stanton, where the hell are you? Could use you. Freed, I look forward to seeing you return, my friend. The pitching staff, you will lead us to success, and I cannot wait for it. I am counting on you. Cole, I thought you looked good last night. Will, you're not touching the ball in the postseason. You might, out of the bullpen. Rodon has something to prove. Now, obviously, we're going to get Skubal. Rodon's not in the rotation. But that's not a season is over conversation. Rodon being your fourth starter, even if you're not a fan of his, which I think is fair. He needs an A-Rod 09. But even if you're not a huge fan of Rodon, him being your fourth starter in the postseason, that's not why. If you're going to say this season's over, that's not why. Your rotation can be as good as anybody come October. That's why we have a chance. That is the new plan. The new plan is, we're possibly going to be a wildcard team. Maybe almost probably going to be a wildcard team. Make your pitching staff as good as possible to get out of each round. Win games. The offense has to turn their shit around. They've been despicable. We know that. We'll have Judge back. We'll have Stanton back. Bellinger can't just be a complete and total potato the rest of the way. So, with that said, you can run into postseason wins. That is why the season's not over. The Yankees are 50-42 right now. They're 8 games above 500. Insane. Absolutely insane. I feel like that kid's having a good time out there. Screaming. It's a lovely day. Yo. So that's going to do it for this little therapy session. Season's not over. I'm pissed. I have major phone calls to make this team better. Reinforcements are on their way. We need them soon. We need them very, 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 very soon. By the way, we're not going to be live for the Yankees race today. I just want to watch my own. So watch my own, stare at the screen, say, let's go Yanks, and hope for the best. Then we'll have three against the Nationals. We'll have an all-star break, and then the trade deadline is coming up. It'll be here so soon, and that's where this hopefully will all turn around, and I'll either have great things to say about Brian Cashman, or I'll have very, very unsatisfactory opinions on Mr. Cashman. But that remains to be seen, chat. And what remains to be seen is today, tomorrow, and the rest of the season. When it's done, it'll be done, and we'll talk about it then. But for now, the Yankees are ass. But it may not always be this way. Win today. Win tomorrow. Go out and win the World Series. You have a chance because you're still alive. Figure it out right now. Love you all to death. That'll do it for this episode. I'll see you guys next time. Let's go, Yanks.